You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders talks about the addicting power of binge-watching the old TV series 24 with Kiefer Sutherland and how humorous the premise seems by today's standards.
I began watching 24, the action-drama series starring Kiefer Sutherland, several weeks ago. I indulge in an episode or two after I end my late-night library shift and come home. 24 was created in 2001, and it feels dated, but the premise intrigued me. Each show is predicated to consume an hour in real time, so an entire season covers just one day. There are 8 seasons covering 8 really long days. I learned this when I was not quite halfway into the show. I'm nearing the end of season 4. Sutherland, as Jack Bauer, in the line of duty, is about halfway through killing the 267 bad guys that he dispatches in those 8 days, which is about 1.4 persons each hour. I looked it up. No wonder Bauer looks sleep-deprived all the time. He works for some outfit called the Counter-Terrorism Unit, CTU. Each season, he encounters terrorists, fights with his superiors, often goes rogue to get the job done, and then is welcomed back to the fold because he has once again saved the country from calamitous evildoing. If this sounds hokey, well, it is. But Sutherland makes for a compelling action hero. There are enough plot twists to keep me coming back. He's quite good at going into dark rooms, flashlight held over his gun as he prepares to add another notch to his pistol. Flip phones play a big role in 24. Seems like every 15 seconds someone is pulling a flip phone out, popping it open and making a call to, say, launch the code to melt down all the nation's nuclear power plants. A few scenes later, someone else is reverse flipping a phone to cut off a conversation in mid-sentence. The show features computers able to do amazing things, seemingly able to access information from anywhere. Need to take over the security cameras in a parking garage where 2 terrorists are holed up? A few keystrokes from one of the geeks and voila! The cameras indicate the desperados are breaking into a car on the 3rd level, looking for a getaway. One episode features an electromagnetic pulse bomb that, once launched, will wipe out all electronics in a 5-block area just by sending, well, electromagnetic pulses into the airwaves. High-tech stuff. But both the counter-terrorists and the bad guys are stuck with lowly flip phones in that pre-smartphone era. They often have to pull out the antenna before making or answering a call. There is no AI creature to command, Siri, call the Secretary of Defense. I had a flip phone for a time, which was a step up from my first cell phone, which was attached to a bag and weighed about 10 pounds. The flip phone came next, followed by a series of improvements, until the iPhone arrived in 2007. With the technological advances of the past dozen years, Sutherland / Bauer probably could have saved the world from the terrorists in much quicker fashion if he could have traded his flip phone for the latest model of iPhones or Androids. At least he could have taken really nice photos of the bad guys. I did some calculating the other night. The 8 seasons of 24 episodes totals 192 episodes. Each is about 45 minutes long, since the series originally contained commercials when first aired on Fox. Watching all 8 seasons would require 144 hours of viewing time. That cinched it for me. As soon as I finish streaming and binging season 4, I am done. I will have spent the equivalent of 3 entire days watching 24. I can feel my brain cells diminishing as I contemplate this. It's time to end this madness and move on to something else. But I will miss seeing those flip phones.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.